It is a subcommittee on House File 2299, an act relating to open records request. Joining me in the subcommittee are representatives. I'll let you introduce yourselves.
Mike Sexton.
Austin Baith.
Okay. This is an opportunity here to take public input on the proposed amendment. And so I think maybe we'll just start on the left and go on. So Nick, you're up.
All right, thank you. Nick Laning representing the electronic services system, which is the Iowa Land Records system throughout the state. We're in support of this bill. We see it as modernizing the public records request system in the state and allowing some flexibility as we're responding to those requests and allowing you to send a link to a website if it's on a website to us. That makes sense. Thank you.
Lucas Bickett with the Iowa State Association of Counties. We're also registered in favor. I think the biggest thing for us is the records, the data manipulation. So the piece about we can give it in the format that it's available. I was just mentioning we addressed this in 2015. I think there's maybe still some issues that need to be cleaned up. But we have seen counties that are going to great taxpayer expense to manipulate data and try and provide it in the way that it's requested. And it's, I think, more efficient for those taxpayer dollars to say, here's the data in the form that we have it, here it is, and you know, if someone wants to pay for that manipulation, they can do that with the third-party vendors that counties work with.
Can you give an example of that? What do you mean by manipulation?
Yes, maybe a little too technical for me, okay. But as an example, the assessors would have real estate records. So it's in a certain format that they use for the real estate records for the keeping track of any credit exemptions, what's going on with the property. So if a third party comes in and wants to get that data because they're going to sell it, say on their website for their service that they provide real estate records, they could be asking to get that in a certain format. So we just think that if they want to go to the third-party vendor to have it manipulated, that's great. That can be their expense for the business that they're running. That shouldn't be a taxpayer expense.
Got it. Yes. Daniel Stahl, on behalf of the Iowa League of Cities, we're also registering in support. Like to reiterate a lot of what's already been said, the one thing that I like to key in on is the word reasonable. Whenever you put the word reasonable into law, it sort of allows for a conversation of what makes sense in the moment. We greatly appreciate that sort of common sense modernization of the system.
Hi,
I'm Lynn Murphy here on behalf of the Iowa Land Title Association, the abstractors that do a lot of record research to make sure you have clear title when you buy property. We don't have any quarrel with the bill. Our register is undecided. Would like to see an exemption that might protect the current relationships that typically exist where many of our members already get a download from the recorder's office to have all that data without having to go document by document, because in many cases that's thousands of documents a day. Something to the effect of exemption for and specifically referencing state code Iowa title guarantee participants that are required by law to maintain a title plan would just allow those relationships to continue without them being clouded by things for kind of an individual document or other kinds of requests. So, thank you.
Keith Saunders, University of Iowa Board of Regents. Agree with many of the comments earlier stated, so appreciate the update.
Victoria Sinclair, registered against this bill on behalf of the Freedom of Information Council. We have some serious concerns about the accessibility of records under this language in particular. I'm willing to work with folks. I know I gave our chairman a possible amendment, but happy to work together to see if there's a fix here that might be favorable for everyone to avoid the fishing expeditions, but at the same time, making sure that everyone has access to public records. That is first and foremost. Taxpayer dollars are funding these government bodies. It is absolutely essential that the public is able to access public records. If you sent my dad, for example, in to go find a public record, I don't know if he'd ever find it on a computer. I'm not even sure he knows how to operate email. Couldn't tell you for sure. So if he wanted access, I'm not sure the electronic version really worked for him. There's also issues with internet access in all parts of the state, frankly. Unfortunately, as we saw with the COVID era stuff and trying to figure out how to do online schools temporarily, some people don't have access to the internet. That's a problem. So making it so that they can't get a physical copy of a record, that's absolutely unacceptable. So not willing to be in remotely supportive of this legislation in its current form, but happy to work with the interested parties to see if there might be a solution here to find some middle ground.
Sarah?
Sarah Trainer, Department of Inspections, Appeals, and Licensing, just monitoring.
Bill Peer.
Bill.
Iowa Communication and Telecommunications Association. We're just here kind of monitoring the process.
Hi. Normally, I don't comment in a subcommittee. I have a couple of questions about comparable, because in my experience, I've had the experience where I request records in electronic format to be sent to me by email, and the records custodian will print out like hundreds of pages and mail them to me, which involves more expense for them and more delay for me, and also difficult for me to upload what might be in there. So, I mean, that's just a reality that sometimes happens. But I'm just wondering what comparable means, because I'm thinking of, for instance, if I request salary records, which would normally be provided in an Excel spreadsheet, and it's printed out. If you've ever tried to print out a spreadsheet, you could end up with 100 pages and the columns don't line up, and it ends up being basically not usable. So I mean, I'm very flexible, but I guess I'm just wondering what comparable. I'd be concerned, based on my experience, that some records custodians might say that they're providing a record in a comparable format, but it turns out to be something that's not usable.
I guess that's an appropriate point to make us aware of your experience. I'll open up my colleagues if they have questions for.
I don't think I do, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, I don't think I have questions necessarily. I mean, that's kind of surprising to me, Laura, when I would expect the issue would be folks who don't have access to internet want things printed out, but I can certainly understand the reverse, where you would hope for in the year of 2024 a searchable file. Instead, you're getting nothing but reams of paper. It would also be problematic, and I wonder if there's a way that we can, surely all of this data is electronic. You know, I doubt that, you know, we have it all in paper form. So surely we could make sure that it's at least available in electronic form to be shared in that way, which I would have presumed is the whole impetus of this, is that we are able to provide electronic form despite somebody's request of printed. I think most people have access to internet now. Maybe we can have an exclusion for people who have demonstrated, you know, lack of internet access. You know, you can do a print off. I think the thrust of this bill, I think, makes complete sense that we come in line with the 2024. But maybe just to make sure that some people don't fall through the cracks, we just adjust a little bit.
And I think, you know, I just know of a couple of situations where requests have been made. They want the electronic records so they can manipulate them. They just want them in a specific format.
Right.
And while a flash drive can be done in a basic format, to convert that to their specific use might cost $3,000.
Right, right.
And so is the city obligated to pay that $3,000 and provide it to them, or is the original availability of making that available and they incur those costs? And then is there a reasonable cost to do that if you're incurring those outside services?
Yeah.
So as mentioned from the Victoria, looking at wanting to make an amendment. So I'm certainly open to some discussions to fine-tune this. Appreciate the comments that were presented here today, and maybe see what we can do to just improve the language a little bit to address some of that. So I'll just, at this point, I'm interested in moving forward and keep the discussion going, and I'm open to the contact from certainly the lobby that are interested in the floor or having concerns, and maybe we can get something worked out. Nothing else, then that'll conclude the subcommittee with an expectation that this bill will move forward for passage. And with that, I'll entertain some discussion on it.